Welcome, First Baptist family and friends, to our Wednesday night prayer service for May the 12th. Participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Associate Deacon Kenneth Brooks.
Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you for letting me see another day. Lord, thank you for bringing the First Baptist Church together for another Wednesday night prayer meeting. Heavenly Father, we give you all the praise. We worship you, Lord, with all our hearts. Jesus, just come into our meeting right now, Lord. Condition our hearts and our minds to receive your word. God, we thank you for sending us your son, Jesus, who went on the cross to pay the sin debt of this world. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything you've already done. We thank you for the things you will do. Psalms 3 and chapter 3, verse 3 tells us, Lord, you are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. Heavenly Father, we know you will never leave us or forsake us. Heavenly Father, guide us, protect us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
We will now have a scripture by Sister Maureen Brown.
Good evening, everyone. Tonight I will be reading from Psalm 46, the King James Version. If you'd like to follow me, it'll be verses 1 through 11. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth will be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She should not be moved. God should help her, and that right early. The heathens raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolation has made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease and to the earth, to the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, he cutteth the spear and in sunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. Be still and know I am God. I will be exiled among the heathen. I will be exiled in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. May the Lord have a blessing on the reading of his word. Thank you. Amen.
We will now have a prayer by Brother Nolan Bazemore, Chaplain, Junior Usher Ministry.
Good evening, church. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day. I pray that you will bless all the mothers around the world. Give them all of your joy. And pray for my family and friends. Please keep your arms of protection around us. Pray that you help us to grow in your word. And Lord, also watch over the many people who are hurting during this pandemic. Help the doctors, the nurses, and all the frontline workers. They are really trying their best. Thanks for their sacrifice, and teach us how to worship you in spirit and truth so that we can glorify your name. Amen.
We will now have a closed mic prayer for 2 minutes. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Christopher Bazemore.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to all the visitors, First Baptist Church family, friends, and members. Let us pray. God, our Father, we come just now realizing you are a great and marvelous God, one who is to be exalted and praised. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing us to be here on this May Day midweek prayer night service. We thank you, Father God, for you just being so good to us, O Lord Jesus, allowing us to be able to glorify and praise your holy and divine name. Thank you for this day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in all the benefits that he has provided for all of us. Our God is a good God, all great God, who looks high and see all that we do, but he is always there to protect us in time of trouble. Because we know that there is no problem too big, no hurt too deep, and there's no mistake so bad that he can't provide strength, wisdom, and power to us all. I pray, Father God, you restore the joy in our hearts, O Lord Jesus, so we can truly focus on you and meditate in your word. Because you said in your word that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, O Father. So I pray, Father God, you would allow us to trust you despite all the circumstances that's around us. And I pray that if we had troubles, O Lord Jesus, that you would repair and change our fears to faith, our doubts to belief, our words with trust, and our lack of understanding and character, Lord Jesus. And I pray that you allow that courage to dwell deep within our hearts so you can feel your ever-loving presence. Thank you for my life, my family, Lord Jesus, and help us to be reminded that you are God who can seize all the trouble and take away all the chaos and turmoil that's in this dark, dark world. I pray that you will clear our hearts and our minds and our souls, help us just to focus strictly on you, O Lord, because the love that you had for us will right up our lives and to give us confidence in just focusing on you. Thank you, Father God, for our pastor, his family. I pray that you would watch over him and give him all he stands in need of, O Lord. I pray, Father God, you would watch over the sick people that's all around this world, Father God. I pray that you would move them and take them off the bed of affliction, O Lord. And I pray that you would also touch the hearts and minds of the bereaved family, O Lord Jesus, all around this world. I pray, Father God, that you would give them comfort that only can come from you, O Lord, so that we all would be able to just draw close to you, Father God, to feel your ever-loving presence. Because you are a good God and a great God. And help us, Father God, to just be more accountable to a point that we would be able to love you more, give to others more, and to serve you more. And I pray that you would allow us to just stay close in our fellowship, because the faith that we have, O Father God, will be strengthened to a point that it would not allow the enemy to steal our joy, paralyze our faith, and even confuse our minds. But because of the love we have for you, O Father God, you will renew us a great mindset so we can glorify and praise your holy and divine name. Thank you, Father God, for putting our feet on a path of righteousness for your name's sake, because you alone are God. Teach us your way, O Lord, that we may walk in your truth. Give us an undivided heart, O Father, so we may fear your name. And help us, Lord, to praise you, O God, with all our heart, so that we can glorify your name forever. Amen. Thank you.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for tonight, Sister Billie Jean Dent Armstrong, former chairperson of the hospitality ministry.
Whatever you're going through today, you might be going through a little problem that you can't handle. Your friends might have turned their backs on you. Even the loved ones that you love so dear mistreat you. You might have gone to the doctor, and the doctor has given you some bad news. But whatever the problem is, whatever the situation is today, I want you just to hold on. You know, there was a time when I went through something and I didn't think I was going to make it. But I want to let you know something today. And it goes something like this.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm so filled up because God is there. You know, if you didn't feel it when he said, I feel like going on. Do you know everything that has happened? It's happened because God had it to happen. I read years ago, and I felt and I told my friends and family, God is getting ready to shut down the world. People said, Billy, there you go with your preaching. I said, God is going to shut it down. Accidentally, I said yes, really, to this inspirational message, because I thought Deaconess Renwood was asking me to pray, and I didn't know till the other day, till I got the program. And I said, Lord God, you got to come. I can run my mouth, but when it comes to public speaking, it's a different story. So I want you all to pray for me and charge it to the head and not to the heart. If anything comes out wrong, Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, that you are working through me because, Lord, I know no other than you to say what I need to say, to glorify your name, because I know you're working it out. Forgive us for any sinful ways, actions, and thoughts. Thank you, no fires broke out, no thieves broke in. And, Lord, you have blessed me and kept the foundation, our property safe. Thank you, Reverend Tucker, clergy, friends, family, and all the ones that have called in. The reason that I wanted that song, because so many things have happened this year. We've lost loved ones. We've lost jobs. Churches have closed down that will never open again. People have gone away. People have lost their minds. People have just lost everything and have no idea that there's a God that will take us where we need to go. He will be with us wherever we are. He will lift us up when we are torn down. He will build us up where we're weak. We just have to remember. This is about, do you remember? Do you remember when you were young and you didn't know where things were going to happen or, depending on your situation, how you were going to get things? You had your parents or your guardian or your grandparents to go to. And when you were little, I know when I was, you didn't have a choice if you wanted to go to church, like so many now give their children choices to go to church. You had to go to church and learn of the Lord Jesus Christ because nobody is guaranteed to be around. So if you know that the Lord is there, you know that God is your refuge. That's why I wanted that scripture. We need to know that he's there when no one else is going to be there. And we need to know that he sent his son that we would be saved by grace so that he would be there for us because we were too weak to live perfect lives. But he also came and we were supposed to be an example to serve. We are to serve others. We are to help others. We are to care for others. We are to love for others. We are to love the loveliness, the ones that you can't even love. We are to take time, to make time, not at our convenience, but it's for the Lord. We are to glorify his name. My mother used to teach us how we are to do and what we are to do. When you went to church, you were given change because you didn't have a job. But the offering plate, was not supposed to pass you without you putting something in it. And and you weren't going to go to another room, which we did not have, where children didn't sit in the church. You were going to sit and be obedient and learn of the Lord Jesus Christ from a child up. They say, lead a child in the way they should go, and they shall not depart. And they wonder why some are departing. They sitting there playing on the phone, writing all over our bulletins and our envelopes. You could not do that. You sat there. And if you didn't stay still, you were taken in the vestibule and your little panties came down and you got a little spank. So they wonder what is happening to the church. No one is teaching anyone to know about the Lord Jesus Christ so the church can continue. The church on 11th Street, 18-something, I can't remember, but it closed down before the COVID because nobody's attending. I remember you couldn't get parking spaces and couldn't get seats on special occasion. Even our special occasions now in churches are empty. We need to get it together. God shut it down, not for us to sit here and worry about what's going to happen, when we are going out, when we're going to do this. No, when you're going to start praying, when you're going to bring the Lord in this house, in your life, in your children's lives. The children are running around here crazy, stealing cars, can't even drive, some of them. Where are the parents? First thing, they're supposed to be in the house doing homeschool. We need to know that the Lord is watching. And every time they think it's about over, God said, oh, no, you ain't prayed enough. I'm going to bring you back. It was like Sodom and Gomorrah. They had it going, but they thought they could go where they could go and save the people. But their faith wasn't that strong, and some fell into it. And as they were leaving, Lot's wife, Sona, don't look back. But she didn't believe. And my mother used to have a saying, because I used to always say, Mom, I sure wish I could pray like that one. I sure wish I could. She said, Billie Jean, the closer you get to God, the more you read about the Bible, the more you will have the discernment. So everybody in church is not in Christ. Some go to church, and I heard this at a sermon, not my mother, so they can have that to talk about on Monday. But some are making their plans for the picnics, for their travel. But did they make plans when the church is going to open? What are we going to do? God came that we would be saved by grace and to serve. We are supposed to serve, not get a title and strut around the church like you have made it. Because God can pull that. Show your love. What kind of tree do you have? Is it a bad tree? Or can somebody tell the fruit? And that was something that took adjustment for me when I was born again. How can you walk past each other and talk about love, and you almost knock each other over and don't even speak? What in the world is this world coming to? God knows what we are all doing. Look at some of the obituaries, and they talk about all the fun. Some not even baptized. And for the ones that's listening, you better be able to get in his ark. You better get in the surroundings of Christians, real Christians, not by name, but by their action, their love. You can see from the glow and how a person treats you if that's a Christian. So you beware of what you're doing and where you're going. We need to know that God's grace is sufficient. But when you've never learned about it, you don't know about it. You know, this is something that we need to all know. We are supposed to be a servant for God. And that means to serve at the convenience of whoever needs us, not when we can fit them in. It was the same about prayer. I remember my son and I, who most people know is not my natural son, I met him in the scout troop, and he was in a dysfunctional family. And his mother and I agreed that I would raise him because said he used to always come talk about you all the time from the scout troop because I was a scout leader at another church. And she gave us the bulletin because we kept saying we were bored. She said, take this church bulletin. And she turned and we couldn't understand what she was doing. She opened the bulletin. She said, a lot of sick people in right. She said, look how many is a few of them over at Washington Hospital Center. We had still had no idea what she was talking about. She says, now, Billie Jean, you and Tyrone, take this bulletin, go to Washington Hospital Center, visit those people, pray for those people. And you remember how I taught you how to pray, which I taught Tyrone. She said, first, you give honor to God. Whatever your name that you feel comfortable with calling your Savior, your Lord, then you thank him. Then you must ask for forgiveness for sins, because if you don't, your prayers won't leave the ceiling. So you want it to go up to God. And you only pray for the subject. In this, I mean, you're going to pray for a sick person. So you're going to pray for that person, that illness, if they give it to you, the doctors and the nurses who's taking care of them, the support and the care of their family. You don't need to pray about yourself, the world, and what God has done and all that. A prayer can be short and to the point, but if it's long, it's only on that subject. You don't include everything else because you're going to lose the main topic that you're praying for. So we went on, and Monday when we came in, and we felt good about it. We really felt good about it. And Tyrone became a model junior deacon. He could not wait to go with the deacons to serve communion, and he loved to pray. That morning, well, not that morning, that Monday, my mother said, I have some news for you and Tyrone. And we were new at the church at the time. He says, the church called because someone called from Washington Hospital Center and said they had forgotten everybody's name. I don't know if it was mine or Tyrone's, but the church knew who it was and called my mother to tell us, to tell them, thank you for the prayer. Their day was so great by us coming to visit them. And they were just so lovely and nice to that person. And that made us feel good. What you do for others will last. No cross, no crown. You know, you really have to think about the plans that you make. It's easy to help somebody else or somebody in your family. But it's even a chore sometimes that you feel, oh, I got to drive so far, I got to do. But once you do it, you'll feel good about it. My mother used to say, what makes her happy is making other people happy. And the more you make someone else happy, God will make you happy. And instead of worrying about things during this COVID-19, we need to be worshiping. Instead of planning what we're going to do since we have a date that everything is going to open up, we need to plan to pray to God about our plan. Because what our plan might not be what God's plan. You know, man proposes, but also God disposes because we think we have arrived. And we need to know when we pray and say, thank God I woke up this morning, not on a cooling board. My mother used to say something about it, and I said, well, why does that bother you? She said, because the reason we are in church is to live like God, to do what Jesus wants us to do. Every day is to wake up to glorify his name, not just to wake up that we didn't go. Because if we are not ready to go, then something is wrong. And I used to say, well, I'm not ready to die yet. She said, the closer you get to God, the more you understand him. It's like we call him our Father. But how many people really say they want to go see their Father? She said, I'm not afraid. And Billie Jean, you will get to that point. The more you read the Bible, the more you will understand that this world wasn't here for us to stay. We are here to glorify his name, get closer to him, so we can be ready when his time comes. And my thing is, when I do pray, after she explained that to me, and I understood it more, because a lot of times when we pray, I used to just listen to prayer and I wanted to pray like a person. I didn't understand until she showed me. A lot of things we do out of habit of what we see other people, but we also need to research and find out. But part of my prayer is, thank you, Lord, for waking me up today, for having mercy, to give me another day to become closer to you so I can do what you're trying to have me to do, no, to reveal to me what you want me to do so I can glorify your name. My thing is that if we all live like that, we wouldn't have to look at each other strangely. Everybody has a problem, but everybody goes through it differently. I didn't know what I was going to do after my mother had passed, to be in this house by myself. What in the world? But God knew that I needed to be at that hospital because I might not have come back here. I stayed at that hospital 3 months. Didn't even know I was on leave without pay, but my mother was more important, and I didn't like the way that they were taking care of her. My thing was, I don't look at things now like I used to. And there was a girl at church, I remember Reverend Tucker, was saying her saying, come on, bring me whatever it is, I'm ready. One time it used to upset me. But now, because my mother said, and I told her, I said, why do I go through so much now? Because I'm a born-again Christian. When I used to go and come and go to church when, you know, as you get grown, you know, you go when you want to. But if she say, I want you to go to Sunday, grown or not, I was going. It was so different. Because you understood that she said, God can't use no weak Christians. So if you don't go through anything, how are you going to testify how you made it through? And I've had people to call, why are you so happy? I never realized I was that happy. It hasn't bothered me at all. Because I'm like that song. I'm happy in Jesus alone. You have to have crosses in order to get a crown, but not to strut, that's to get up there. Titles are nothing. And one thing she taught me, I had to be obedient to tithe. I couldn't understand about tithe. Why should I get, you know, some of these churches, they buy these big cars and do everything. They're not going to use my money to write. She said, that's on them. God keeps good records. I want you to tithe. And when you go away, you leave your check. Or you make sure you make it up when you come back. Because he does not take a vacation on your check. And it's all his. So you wonder why the churches go through things. You got everything. And she said, if you ever get to the point that your tithing has caused you to be in a dire need, call me and I'll give you the money. My mother and I didn't have any big grades in the government. But God gave us everything we needed and everything, some of the things that we wanted. And I found out that one girl after I retired told me they called me the rich. I said, Billy? She said, no. I said, but why did they say that? They said, how many people you knew had a race car, you travel every year and all that? And they kept me down. I retired as a grade 6. But God always sent me the right people at the right time that wanted to help me with my racing. That when everybody else was going to dealerships, other people saying, oh, we'll work on your car. Now that my mechanics have died, I was blown away how much people were paying for their car. But God gave me, said, I'll give you where you don't have room enough to receive. And Mom said, that came from you tithing. You didn't shortchange him. You invest in God's bank. You will get greater dividends. It says, God promises. God did not promise days with pain, without pain, laughter without sorrow, or sun without rain. But God did promise strength for the day, comfort for the tears, and light for your way. And for all who believe in this kingdom above, he answers their faith with everlasting love. I love the Lord because he listens to my prayer for help. He paid attention to me, so I will call to him for help as long as I live. That's Psalms 116:1-2. It says, most have never experienced empty groceries. You even hear people talking about they gaining weight. So you know they weren't without groceries during this COVID. Shortages, businesses, restaurants, people closing out of work, no need, no end. Some know how to pray, that's how they're making it. But the ones who are out of the Ark of Covenant, they need to get their life together and turn it over to God. Sodom and Gomorrah, they say, give me 10 people to pray. He's still waiting for us right now. If we start praying and believing, we shall receive. It says, he will answer our concerns, our worries, our needs. Make God your refuge. Ask him for strength you need for every minute of every day. Ask him for mercy to show you on your way. And I had to remember that I could hear my mother when I called Deaconess Rembrandt back, oh no. And she brought up about my mother, and that shut it down right then. I could hear, Mom, I told you to be ready under all circumstances and just pray and believe. You will not know how many pages I have that I have been writing, starting and writing and starting. God didn't let me pick up but two of them. And that's just the things that I just read you. So God be with you. If you have not given your heart to God and been saved, you do not want to go to hell. I don't like to be burnt with a match. So can you imagine burning forever with no end? And treat your fellow man and everyone that you come in touch with. Let them know Christ is in your life. And you are there for them no matter what. I love you. God bless you. And peace be with you. And God will lift up once we all start praying and thinking about him and not what we are going to do. And tithe, you get greater. My mother had a program. Invest in God's bank. You'll get greater dividends. And that's what's brought me through and brought her through. I love you all, and God be with you.
We will now have 20 seconds to acknowledge our speaker for tonight. The lines will be unmuted.
Thank you, Billy, for that. And thank you, Billy.
Thank you, God, for God bless me living another day. I keep my head focused every day and let the Lord go his way before everybody. Survive, be strong, and keep praying.
We will now have remarks by Reverend Tucker.
Certainly, we want to thank God for each one of you who shared in this service tonight. We bless the Lord for all of you. You've done an outstanding job. We want to thank God for Sister Billie Jean Armstrong. We praise God for her commitment, her love of church, and the love of God. And we thank her so much for this message here tonight. We are grateful to all who are participating and sharing in this service. And we ask that you would continue to lift up the name of the Lord and continue to stay in prayer. Let me remind you that on this coming Saturday, we're having a COVID-19 testing. Some weeks ago, we had a testing event, and our members came out and did a wonderful job. It was tested, done through our Choose Health at Life virtual health ministry, and we are just grateful to God for all of those individuals who have made that program and ministry well. The testing will be done by Quest, and we want to get as many and have as many people as possible to come out and get tested. Even if you have gotten your vaccine, you can still get tested and ought to be tested. There is good reason for that as well. We want to encourage you to be a part of the work and ministry of our church that we've been able to establish during this time because of some wonderful people who have been given their time and their effort toward this experience. On Sunday is Women's Day in First Baptist, and we trust that you're going to be a part of that experience as well. And remember also that on Saturday, the outreach ministry and the virtual health ministry is desiring and requesting that you would bring jeans and shirts for the homeless. They're going to see to it that some homeless people get a blessing. And you can help them do that. You can bring those gifts on Saturday, or if you don't have time or can't go out and buy anything, don't want to do that, you can bring some funds. I think they have estimated the cost of jeans and a shirt about $25. The organizations are asked to do that, and if you want to just can't go that far, give whatever you can. You can bring it on Saturday, and the ministry will be there to to receive your gifts. We thank God that we're able to, even in this time when trouble is running around and people are having a hard time, we're able to provide some things for them and to assist them along the way. I would also remind you that on May 30th, we have our memorial services. On the fifth Sunday in May, we'll have Missionary Day and Memorial services. We haven't been able to pay tribute to our families who have lost loved ones or adequately paid tribute to those individuals who have transitioned. And we want to make that a special service on the 30th, on Memorial Day weekend. And we want to encourage all of the members to be present, come prepared to lift them up and honor them, and also show your love for them at our virtual services on the 30th. Please know that very soon the mayor will be making an announcement about the opening up of the town. I'm certain that that's going to be sooner than any of us thought it would be. We have been able to find our way into getting the kind of vaccines that's necessary, and I know that many of us still need to get vaccinated. Some of us are still being hesitant in doing it, but you need to make sure that you get vaccinated. It's safe. We have hundreds of thousands of patients who have gotten the vaccine, and they are doing very fine with it, and so much so that things are going to open up pretty soon. We want to make sure that our members, at least those individuals who may transition, won't have to go on the graveside or in the funeral parlor, but will be able to get back in our church sometime there in June. That we'll be able to at least have the funeral services. We will not open up the church in June. Now, I'm not saying that. I'm saying we want to be able to have the services. And I don't know how many people we will be able to get in there. Services for those persons who transition, if that's what the members or the family members want to take place. God is blessing us and has brought us through some rough times, and we want to give him all the praise and all of the honor that we can. Let us remember our sick and shut in. Let us pray for them and take care of them as we ought to do. We're going to give you now 20 seconds. The lines will be open, and you will have 20 seconds to lift up the names of persons that you want special prayer or the situation. 20 seconds, the lines will be open. God, our Father, we come before you just now to say thank you for the privilege that is ours as a church family to come together and to lift up the names of those individuals that we desire you to bless and for you to keep. We thank you, O God, for this privilege that is ours to offer unto you those individuals, those situations that need deliverance. We pray, O God, that you would hear the cries of your people. There are those who they desire healing for, they desire deliverance for, they desire hope for. And so, God, we pray that you would bless them this night. And, God, as we come, We know that we need you in every way. Some of us are standing in the need of prayer. We've been to the doctor. We've heard a bad news, oh God. And our hearts are troubled. And we ask, oh God, that thou would hear the cries. And we've somebody's lost somebody that causes their hearts to bleed, oh God, and their soul to be depressed. And so, God, we just call on you now, having trials and tribulations. And oh God, we just need your presence and power in our lives. Now, God, we call on you for deliverance. Many of us are in situations. We are in terrible trials. We need your deliverance. And so, God, we call on you tonight. Hear the cries of your people. Now, God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for hope. Thank you for saving our lives. Thank you for the grace that you have had to come our way, and grace that has brought us thus far. It's your grace that has kept us and enabled us to come as far as we have through this pandemic. Oh God, help us to hold out and be faithful. Help us not to give up, oh God, too soon and become, oh God, too anxious. Help us to be faithful and steadfast as only you can have us to do. And then, God, we thank you for your blessing tonight. Thank you for watching over us. Thank you for keeping us. We feel like going on, feel like moving on, feeling the joy that abides in our spirit because you are a good God. You have kept us and moved us and blessed us and helped us along the way. And we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Be with First Baptist, oh God. You know what we stand in need as a people. And, oh God, you know what we need individually. Fortify us that we might be able to do your bidding and do what you want us to do, that we may be a people who carry out your will. Keep us now, Lord, as only you can do. For it is in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. And our soul says, amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his peace. And the people of God said, amen, amen, amen.